Well, the fan of the Bumblebee is on the line this morning. He's otherwise known as Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. So
good. Good. Well, yeah, me too.
Well rested. It alarm went off at 3:45 and finally got up close to 4:15. So what's your story?
Yeah, you know, I was talking with Heather yesterday on my way home from Rice Lake and saying I'm just a little bit crabby. I'm tired, and so I didn't do a whole lot last night, but I got a good night of sleep and woke up feeling refreshed today. So Yeah.
Well, we ended yesterday. Again, this is an ongoing conversation, and it's about 5 minutes. And thank you to Debbie and Mondovi Sunday. Can't help but think of her because we spoke there at Friendship Church. Peggy for Teamwork Africa. I gave the message from Luke 15, but it's just, she's like, hey, it's too short. She's like, and so I appreciated that. I feel the same way, Debbie, but it's an ongoing conversation, and I closed with this quote. Chuck Swindoll written a lot of books. And one of them, though, The Grace Awakening, maybe the best known. And they had a line in there that the greatest heresy, and it's kind of a surprise, the greatest heresy and is when you talk more about what you do for God than what he's done for you. And you said, wow, that's something, isn't it, that statement there?
It is. You know, I think when we get into the idea of what we do for God, that puts a whole lot of pressure on us to be good, to somehow earn our way with God. You know, but the gospel is really about all things done through Christ, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's we are forgiven because of what Christ did. You know, it's interesting. I have as many books as Chuck Swindoll has written. I think that's the only one of his that I've read is Grace Awakening. And I agree. I think it's excellent because that's such an important concept for us to get.
Well, that's one of the few authors that I can say I've read more of his books than you, because there's another great one called The Quest for Character, and it's broken into two parts, Guard Your Heart and Give from Your Heart. So that's really cool. And there's one called So You Want to Be Like Christ, and he's got eight different, and I think it's kind of Philippians 3:10. He unpacks it from the message about I want to know you, the power of your resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in your suffering. So yeah, he's a lot of good ones. So.
Yeah. But, you know, and I think that's one of the things I hope that you and I will communicate on the radio is how amazing God's grace really is. I mean, that it's, and again, it ties back to that idea of what God has done for us.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's our, not only our starting point, but that's where we go as we journey through life as Christians. Now, it doesn't mean that the things we do don't matter, right?
Right.
I mean, because we want to be people, even they cite the Swindoll book, who grow in character, right? I mean, we want to become more like Jesus, but the ground of our identity is really in Christ and what he has done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, let's take it. I mean, 2, 8 and 9, it is by grace have been saved through faith, not by anything we've done. But then verse 10 talks about these works prepared in advance for us to do. But again, the foundation is the gospel. This, not just this ridiculously amazing grace, right, that's so, it's too good to be true, but it's true. That is the complete foundation. And then the works you do, again, we're co-laboring with God, empowered by the Spirit, but we're with our heavenly daddy doing it. You know, it's not like, you know, we don't have any bragging there.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that, you know, we talked about humility a few days ago, and this all, I think, ties into that idea of humility when we recognize what Christ has done.
Well, and let's close with that, because I love that definition of humility. I just said last night at prayer, I said, Jason, that was the best definition of humility. You talked about a realistic assessment of ourselves, but where we also embrace our beauty and our brokenness. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think often struggle to embrace both, quite honestly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I mean, it's really good. It's really good. So, all right, friend, thank you very much. We'll do it again tomorrow morning here on WWIB. Good morning, friends. Great to have you aboard for a Wednesday edition, middle day of the week edition of the WIB Wake Up Show, and giving ourselves a little longer than we need to typically pull off the call of the day, but we'll try to hold your attention. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made, so what do you say? Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Huh? Yeah, yesterday is gone and tomorrow's unborn. Life's here and now and eternity's in it. So carpe diem, let's seize this day and every moment in it. God's mercies are new every single morning. Great is his faithfulness. We're closer to Jesus' return than we've ever been. Also, you're the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you're going to be. So there we go. 3 before 6 and 57 degrees this morning. And hey, we want to live spirit-filled and spirit-led, right? That's the only way to go. I mean, Romans 8, the sinful-controlled mind is death. The spirit-controlled mind is life and peace. That's what we want. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, let all of that fruit be hanging from our tree. And it's got to start on the inside, right? Chesterton answering the question, what's the biggest problem in the world? He said, I am. It's not those people over there. It's in my heart. Jeremiah 17, heart. I got 17:9. I got a deceitful and wicked heart within me. So help me, Lord. I want good to come out of me. And I know you want the same today. So what do you say? Are you ready to let God love you? Yeah, Brenner, what are your questions this morning?
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
Hope you do. Yeah, 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. How did he love us? Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Yes, the one who knows us best, fearfully and wonderfully made us, loved us and loves us currently most. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Zephaniah 3:17, he sings over us. Also, hey, who are you in Christ? My friend, you're accepted. You're God's child, Christ's friend. You've been justified. You're united with the Lord and one with him in spirit. You are not only accepted, but secure, forever free from condemnation. Romans 8:1. And you're not only accepted and secure, but in Christ you are significant. You're the salt and light of the earth. And you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. We close it out with this because we had an extra half minute this morning. Full serenity prayer. God, please grant to each and every one listening the serenity to accept the things they can't change, the courage to change the things they can, the wisdom to know the difference. Living this day, Wednesday, one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as you did, Jesus, this sinful world as it is, not as we would have it, trusting, Lord, that you'll make all things right as we surrender to your will. Finally, that we may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the new heaven and the new earth. There you go. 16 in front of 7 o'clock, WWIB. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, listeners.
We getting any rain out there?
We're getting a little bit of rain.
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
And it's warm, and the rain is gentle, and the air is soft, and it's a beautiful day.
Thank you. The grass at the Halverson house really needs the rain.
For sure.
Yeah.
Ours, too.
It is plant a vegetable garden day. Do you have one?
You know, man plans and God laughs. Yeah. I was going to put one in and then this silly arm thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm going to go to the farmer's market.
There you
I'm
go.
Saving my ones.
That's fun to go on Saturdays.
Right.
Absolutely.
Do you have a vegetable garden?
My wife does flowers and things, some tomato plants.
Yeah.
I think there was my daughter was out there. She was wanting to learn about cutting the grass the other day.
She was?
Elena, yeah. She's just like all about cutting the grass and grilling. So, I mean,
you know, my word, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's great. So, anyhow, she was like, look out for the asparagus. So apparently, but we don't have like a big vegetable garden. But anyhow, people are kind of quiet on that front at this moment. But what's not quiet was, one of the good things about Facebook is it'll pop back up and say, this was one of your memories.
I love that too.
And
yes.
I was teaching Bible 3 years ago, winding down that second year in Liberia.
Mm-hmm.
And revival kind of broke out in my eighth grade Bible class one day. It sounded like this. You know,
I saw that on Facebook. It was a little joy infusion. Yeah. Tell me more. What was that song? How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. When we all get to heaven, you know, how it happened. I mean, it's been 3 years and I'm almost 57, so I don't remember. But, I mean, the fact
Jesus
is...
Jesus happened.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I maybe lost control. The big thing I took away from that, you're teaching Bible to five different classes, ages, grades 5 through 9. Everyone should have to teach a little bit because you would have such a deeper respect for teachers. Wherever it was at, it's going to go a lot deeper. And two words will mean a lot more to you than they ever did. Classroom management. So anyhow, but this was fun. This was celebratory. It was kind of near the end of the school year. So
I loved it. And the Lord was managing that moment because little did those twerps in Liberia know that they would be blessing us middle class people in the United States. It was a beautiful moment. I encourage people to look for Mark Halverson on Facebook and find that little
It's 18-second clip. There you go.
Well, it used to be called a cliche. Now it's called a meme, right?
Mm.
So this has sort of become a meme that is irritating people when somebody says, I don't know who out there needs to hear this.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And usually when I hear someone say that, I'm like, nobody needs to hear that.
You're just fishing for likes, brother.
Yeah, exactly. But I was thinking today, I don't know who needs to hear this. And then I thought, Susan, you need to hear this. So I'm just going to recount a little moment I had with the Lord during a praise and worship service at Bethesda many years ago. And we were singing that song, Your Grace Is Enough. Your grace is enough for me. And I was...
That Mar?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I said to the Lord in a very petulant manner, Your grace doesn't seem to be enough. Your grace isn't enough. And right away, I just had the thought, not from me, must have been him, that said, my grace is enough for the life I want you to lead. Mm-hmm. Maybe not for the life you want to lead. And that was such a beautiful thought. It was very freeing. It meant that I had to let go of some of the things in my life that I really wanted. And really focus on, Lord, what is your plan for my life? And I'm doing that now. I know that if I wasn't learning the radio, all of our spots would really work flawlessly because I'm working with two excellent broadcasters and I make mistakes and it's messy and it's horrible. I'm like, darn, you know, I wish. But his grace is sufficient for the life he wants me to lead. And unfortunately, guys, that means it's a little messy for your broadcast.
That's all right.
So that's what I need to hear today.
Well, that's a great word, and I think it does speak to lots of people.
Good.
And speaking of the broadcast today, we've been asking you here on the WIB Wake Up Show how about a question. It's National Plant a Vegetable Garden Day,
yes.
Is that correct?
It is, in fact.
And so we've been asking folks again, hey, are you planting a garden? Have you planted a garden? Tell us about it. And we've got some feedback here.
Let's see. Yesterday, I planted my garden, and I have tomatoes, peppers. I have chocolate peppers, red peppers, green peppers. I did buttercrisp lettuce and beets and green beans, cucumbers, mint, and cilantro.
Good morning. This is Beth Beach, and you guys are talking about gardening. Yesterday, I planted my garden, and we've got tomatoes and peppers and peas and green beans and carrots and radishes and winter squash and cucumbers. So I've got a fairly good-sized raised bed garden, and I'm looking forward to harvesting in the late summer and in the fall. And gardening is a lot of fun, and it's a hobby that my husband and I both enjoy to do, and we thank the Lord for the ability to be able to do that. You guys have a great and wonderful day. Love listening to you. Bye.
It's 7:48, 64 degrees here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, Mark, and Susan. This is our Wednesday morning tradition where we take something that you submit to us, and again, always welcoming more submissions at 715-396-1670 on the listener line or the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page. But what's something that just kind of irks you a little bit, maybe annoys you?
I love it.
And rather than gathering together, it's like, yes, we're upset about that too.
Yeah.
We say, let's put it to song to help you turn that frown upside down.
Sing
right?
your stress away.
There we go. So this comes from our buddy Michael from La Crosse at 93.7 FM. Love our WIB family down there in the Cooley region. Mm-hmm. And I think he submitted a couple, but this is one that Michael had submitted. And he said it just really drives him bonkers when he messages someone on Facebook Messenger, a friend, or sends them an actual text with a phone, and they don't reply to him. And it's like, they're just leaving him hanging. And they've seen it.
Yeah, probably.
And I hope, Michael, that you didn't send us that pet peeve when I forgot to reply to something that you sent to us. We try to stay on top of that. But anyway, he's like, man, it really bugs me. Like, my friends, like, when they just don't respond.
Yeah.
So this is your pet peeve put to music. Nice. Michael from La Crosse. Michael really hates it, like you spit in his eye, when he sends you a text but then you won't deign to reply. When he is on Messenger with all his Facebook friends, please don't leave him hanging and make sure that you hit send. Seriously, I can see the check mark. Like, send an emoji or a GIF or something. Whoa, don't call me though. It's rude to just ignore folks in this digital age. He knows you saw the message and it's filling him with rage. Are you locked in jail? Does he need to buy a bail bond? If not, then just stop ghosting him and take time to respond. Why won't you respond? For our friend
wow.
Michael from La Crosse.
Classic. Great job, Caleb. I love it.
It's a WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, Susan, Caleb, and Mark. And if you were the president, what would you have the fridge stocked with? Now, remember President Trump, he had that button he could press, and they brought him in a Diet Coke on a platter.
Oh, that's right.
So what would, you know, we've asked
the
that
platter
question
is key.
Before, yeah, this beautiful silver platter. What would you have brought to you? Apparently, here's the headline, Biden's fridge is stocked with orange Gatorade and ice cream.
Right on.
So there you go.
I approve, Mr. President.
It turns out that when he was vice president, his kitchen staff was directed to keep special case cereal, red grapes, sliced cheese, 6 eggs, sliced bread, 1 tomato from the garden, and at least 2 apples on hand at all times.
Must be nice.
That's very, very healthy also.
It does sound delicious.
Okay, so now he's gone to orange Gatorade and ice cream. So is that, are we declining here?
What flavor ice cream? That's what I want to know.
Well...
What would you? Which ice cream would you have?
Are there toppings? Hot caramel, hot fudge, marshmallow cream.
Well, I like a chocolate marshmallow ice cream. Is good.
Oh, Rocky for
road.
Sure.
Yeah, those are
and
good.
And if I was president, I'd be all about the stress eating and comfort food.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right.
I think I would add a candy pantry.
Okay. With what? With what candies?
Oh, for sure. All the peanut, chocolate, Snickers. Reese's, but then I need like the salty section.
See, I need to tell you this because Caleb's not only his birthday, but his anniversary, May 30th.
Wow, good
six
memory.
6 years, I think. And I was there, and I remember even his dad pointed out to me there's a candy table here.
Yeah.
And I remember your dad saying he liked how much that you liked. You know, you hear a lot of his healthy choices these days, but the guy
he's
had a candy
all about
table.
It, all about the health. And
on the weekends, I let loose. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had s'mores bars at my wedding, and then peanut butter M&Ms are about my favorite candy. Again, pretty much anything Reese's makes, too.
I love that. Okay. Well, we have even more in common than I thought.
Yeah. And I don't know, again, if I was stocking my presidential fridge, having those. And here's the thing. Don't drink it too much now, but I loved Mountain Dew growing up. But I've never been one that necessarily pairs Mountain Dew with my, like, chocolate, sugary peanut butter snacks, too. It's always, like, a separate thing.
Keep
like,
working on it. It's delicious.
There you go.
Well, in this era of mask wearing, maybe, just maybe, you've got a better sense of your own breath because then right there with
true.
It. So, when flossing and gum or mints are not accessible, what about some food or drinks that might help improve your breath?
Are there such things?
Apparently there are. Starting with parsley. It's been touted as a natural halitosis remedy for ages, though there's a conspicuous lack of scientific studies supporting the claim. That said, parsley does contain chlorophyll. Its antibacterial qualities may help cut down on the sulfur-producing microbes that contribute to bad breath.
Huh.
That is super interesting.
That's a mouthful.
And ever since I was a child, I would always eat the parsley garnish. I love that flavor.
I stayed away from it.
Really?
Good breath for you, I guess, Sista. Yeah.
Okay, how about green tea? According to at least a couple of studies, the same polyphenols responsible for green tea's antioxidant properties may also help rid your mouth of those lingering sulfur compounds. The effects only last temporarily, though. Mm. Keep drinking.
All right.
Probiotic yogurt is another one. Foods and beverages that help kill bad breath. A more permanent way to reduce halitosis may be making probiotic yogurt a part of your diet. 2005 experiment found that the majority of participants who ate unsweetened plain yogurt for 6 weeks had notably lower levels of sulfur compounds in their mouths and less plaque, too, than those who didn't.
Citrus fruit is another one that can help your bad breath. Vitamin C helps decrease bad bacteria in your mouth. So citrus fruit and other vitamin C-rich foods like berries, melon, and broccoli make for good halitosis-fighting snack. Name the president that didn't like broccoli.
James K. Polk.
George Herbert Walker Bush.
Correct.
Right. Okay. You infant.
I was going random there.
All right. So finally on the WIB Wake Up Show, here's your last food group that can help kill bad breath, raw fruits and vegetables. Because raw, crunchy fruits and veggies prompt your mouth to produce a lot of spit or saliva, and they can rinse away malodorous bacteria. They also help with hydration, which is an important part of keeping bad breath at bay.
There you go.
This was informative.
It was like a trip to science class for
a few
minutes.
But very helpful.
Did Mark have any particular reason for bringing this up this morning?
I don't get close enough to you two. I'm sure it's great.
I would like a green tea with parsley, please.